Okay, Danny Swepston is here. Danny Swepston is the district leader of the Wildlife Division of Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's also the Bison Project Coordinator, and he's going to tell us, if you click on your computer on the category that says A Future for the Past, you'll get a bunch of photographs. We're going to go over some of the history of who these people are who brought the bison to us. Right? Hi, Danny.
Hi, Karen. This was a kind of a unique situation. Many of you may have heard of Charles Goodnight. He was a famous cattleman that he helped found the Goodnight Loving Trail, which many of the cattle were moved to market after the Civil War over. But he also was interested in a lot of different things. And once he and his wife moved from Colorado into the Texas Panhandle, they became interested in a lot of the native wildlife. And I think Vicki mentioned previously, his wife especially wanted to try to preserve the bison. In the late 1800s, he and John Adair became partners, and they established the famous J.A. Ranch in the Paladure Canyon area. And during this time, which was right at the close of the Great Slaughter, his wife encouraged him to gather some bison to try to prevent them from becoming extinct. So in approximately 1878, he gathered, actually went out and captured two bison calves. And later the calves were, other animals were donated by fellow ranchers, and he began to build a bison herd.
Okay, and we're looking out on the computer. There's a sort of a location map, the old Goodnight Ranch, which is now the J.A. Ranch.
Right.
And this was, how large was this area?
Well, the J.A. Ranch, it was, he and Adair found it. At one time, it was close to 1 million acres between loan land and leased land. And after he left the J.A. Ranch, he moved north of there and founded the his own ranch in, at the little community, which at one time was called Goodnight. There's really not a town there anymore.
And in is Caprock Canyon State Park part of?
At one time, part of the canyon, Caprock Canyon was part of the J.A. Ranch. It was one of the largest ranches in Texas and extended through a lot of the canyon area of the Texas Panhandle.
Okay, who's Cornelia?
That's Cornelia Adair. That is the wife of John Adair. And after her husband passed away, her and Goodnight continued their partnership for several years before he went out and started his own ranch.
Okay. I'm going to click on the number two. We've got a lot of photographs. We're going to get into, let's see, A Future for the Past, Saving the Bison Herd. This is an old black and white photo, buffalo on the J.A.
These were pictures of the original Goodnight herd. One thing about that, in the bison, or the efforts to save the bison for extinction, there are five herds across the United States, mostly in the western U.S., that are given credit for preserving the species. And the Goodnight herd is one of those five herds. Without these, the bison would probably be extinct today. And these were mainly efforts of individuals who were interested enough to try to preserve the animal. Goodnight preserved, eventually his herd grew to about 250 head. He was one of the first also to try to make money off bison, and he raised them just like cattle. He sold meat, he sold the hides, he sold the skulls. He thought there was a lot of medical or medicinal purposes for bison. As it's turned out, it's extremely, the meat now is, bison are raised for meat, it's extremely low in cholesterol.
Is that the beefalo?
No, it's pure bison.
Pure bison.
A beefalo or cattalos are crosses between bison and cattle.
Okay.
And Goodnight was one that, he was one of the first to try to cross them to produce an animal that could withstand the harsh grazing conditions in the Texas Panhandle. But actually, it's really not feasible anymore because you can get the same results or the same quality meat out of a bison or cattle.
We have a lot of questions for you, Danny. Somebody wants to know, how did you learn about the bison? Did you go to college to study bison?
Well, I didn't go specifically for bison.
You're a wildlife biologist.
I'm a wildlife degree from Texas A&M. And the bison is just one of many projects that we've worked on over the years. And I grew up here in the Panhandle, and I have a special interest in any kind of plains animals. Certainly the bison were one of the, well, they were the top animal on the, in the plains ecology.
Okay. Let's see. How many babies can a mother buffalo have at the same time?
Normally they have only one at a time. They can have twins, but that's fairly rare. Unlike bison are fairly small when they're born. They weigh only, most of them weigh between 35 and 50 pounds, whereas a lot of domestic cattle can weigh 70 and 80. But they grow very fast, and they're up and following mother within just a few hours of birth.
Have you ever witnessed this or helped deliver?
No. Most bison cows are so protective of their young, trying to help a mother bison deliver a calf is very dangerous. And they're usually so small, it takes just a short time. That's one thing between bison and cattle. Bison have very little difficulty in having a calf.
Jason in Abilene wants to know, how long do their horns get?
Normally, if they don't rub them off as they get older, somewhere anywhere a foot long is a long horn. Some of them, they may get a little longer than that, but a lot of times as they get older, they'll rub them off. The old buffalo hunters called them nub horns, and we have a few of those in the herds. The horns are very short, just about that short.
Mm-hmm.
So the horns are bigger on the bulls than on the cows.
Okay. Billy wants to know why, he must be from West Virginia, why can't there be bison in West Virginia?
Well, actually, there probably are now. Historically, they occurred there. They occurred all the way over to the Atlantic coast, the eastern bison. And it was exterminated probably in the 1700s.
Can Billy find any now?
There's probably some on some private ranches there. Because bison are raised over most of the United States now by private individuals and on public and some of the national parks.
Big Bend High School. We live in a hot, dry region where rain is very rare. We have long droughts. Does Caprock have droughts?
Yes.
Okay. If so, did they affect the bison and the hunting of the bison?
Yes. Certainly, bison require water just like cattle. And the heat is hard on bison.